You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So in October of 2024, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy published the Draft Petroleum Products Bill for public comment. Now, the purpose of the bill, it said at the time, was to ensure the security of petroleum products and to introduce modern and environmentally friendly components that will improve South Africa's energy mix. And according to the bill, all consumers who store petroleum products for their own use, such as farmers, must have an end user certificate. And one of the provisions of the bill is that end users will have to provide financial guarantees in the form of insurance, a bank guarantee, or cash. The proposed new legislation requires every fuel storage point on a farm to have a certificate and also seek to limit fuel sellers such as agricultural businesses. Now, the Agricultural Business Chamber, or Agribiz, has expressed concern over the bill. Annelise Crosby is Agribiz Head of Legal Intelligence, and she joins us, Annelise, this evening to give us some context. What is it that farmers are doing, and what is it that the bill is seeking to introduce? Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. So, you know, I think one acknowledges that there is probably a need for a new bill. There's one in existence currently, but it dates from 1977. I think, you know, one also needs to acknowledge that regulation in the petroleum industry is necessary. But the extent to which this bill goes in its regulation, we think is going to cause problems in practice, not just for farmers, producers on the farm, but also for the whole of the agricultural value chain. So if we can start with the end consumer facility certificates, this is completely new. Mm-hmm. So in the current legislation, there's already a controller, there's already a requirement for licenses, but this certificate is a new thing. So what is required is that anybody who stores or uses petroleum, and the definition of petroleum is very broad, so it's petrol, diesel, paraffin, all sorts of biodiesel, everything included, for their own use in bulk, will have to apply for such an certificate, in facility certificate. And our estimation is there are well over 100,000 of these facilities probably, and it seems that each and every such an end user facility will probably require a certificate. So just the process of applying and for these controllers to go through all the applications and then allocate the certificates, we foresee is going to be very problematic. Hmm. Also, I don't think many farmers are aware of this requirement at this point in time. It's never been required before. So you're going to need a huge communication campaign, information campaign, just to get everybody to know about this requirement. And then, you know, of course, there are very high penalties that will apply if an inspector comes to your farm and you are required to have an end-user certificate and you can't produce that end-user certificate. I mean, they're talking of fines in the region of 50,000 rand per day for such a contravention of the legislation.
If you please would allow this very simple question, why do farmers store fuel on their property?
Okay, so lots of farmers have tractors, they have harvesters, all sorts of machinery generators that use a lot of fuel. So they have to buy fuel in bulk in order to run all of those farming machines.
Ah, got you. Thank you very much. So when you speak of some of these headaches, right, for farmers and what farmers are unaware of, this bill is also looking to give inspectors broad powers. What are some of those broad powers that will then be given to these inspectors?
Yeah, so it seems that the inspectors will be able to come onto facilities without prior notice and require all sorts of documentation and so on. And that can, of course, disrupt a business such as a retail fuel facility. And then also, if there is a suspicion that particular facility is contravening one of the so-called prohibitive actions that the bill, and there's a long list of those that are in the bill, then they may even go as far as closing that facility. So the powers are very broad.
We understand, according to AgriBiz, that this bill is already overstepping on what is on the current legislation, because it could impose demanding conditions on any license holder, including requirements for management, control, ownership, sustainability, supporting culture, and fair employment, which are already there. How should we understand this?
Yes, so the licenses, it seems, will be subject to three kinds of conditions. One of these is environmental conditions that can be imposed. Then there are transformation conditions that can be imposed. And then there are so-called efficiency considerations as well. And in terms of transformation and the protection of the environment, there is existing legislation. We have the BE legislation that regulates transformation in all sectors of the economy. And we also have the National Environment Management Act that deals with the environmental considerations. So we are concerned about the duplication of some of those provisions in this legislation and the confusion that that will cause in terms of, you know, who's then responsible for enforcing it.
From your engagement, because you mentioned a little bit earlier on that you do not think that farmers or some farmers are aware of this bill even, so a massive communication campaign will have to get underway. From those you have spoken to, what's been the temperature?
I think mostly the producers are surprised at this point in time that there is such a requirement that is coming. I think the majority are completely unaware of this. And concerned, of course, because it's going to place an additional administrative burden on them, and an additional administrative burden also means financial implications for their businesses as well.
Storage facilities cannot be moved, hey, and you've already got the Department of Labor, which visits farms. Is there a friction point here? Should maybe this then be just given to the Department of Labor to do?
No, because it doesn't have anything to do with okay. labor legislation okay. at all.
All right. Thank you so much for helping us understand that. And so maybe just in closing up the conversation, how did the consultation process go? What happens now?
Yeah, so luckily the consultation process is still ongoing. So there would be further opportunities. The department indicated at the last meeting that they would now take all the inputs into consideration that they have received at a previous consultative meeting, and they would give feedback on that. So that is the next step. They have also said that they are open to bilateral engagements with specific sectors who request that. And thereafter, there will be a NEDLAC process okay. where all four of the NEDLAC constituencies will then also engage on the bill and go through the bill clause by clause. And only thereafter will we have the parliamentary process where, once again, there will be opportunity for written submissions and hopefully oral presentations to the parliamentary committee as well.
So this could only be years in the making if it goes through, right?
It is quite a lengthy process.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate it. And that is AgriBiz Head of Legal, Annalise Crosby.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.